News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning to you on a Monday morning, and you're probably thinking, what in the world was that? This is a song from the show Six, and guess who's going to be doing the teen version of this coming up soon? The Pensacola Little Theater, and I'm so excited to have my dear friend Topher Warren, who's the education director there, and so many other hats. Good morning, Topher.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I said, okay, what song do you want to hear? And he said, well, we're doing Six. I said, okay, we got to do this.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a fun show.
It sounds like fun. This is the ex-wives of Henry VIII.
Henry VIII, yeah. So he had six wives over his reign. As king, and it's the story of, well, who is the original queen? Who is the one that fought for everything? And it's a pop battle to the ages.
Well, it sounds like fun, but I don't think they all fared very well, did they?
No, about half of them did not.
That's okay. Okay, then. So now this show, when we say the teen version, kind of what does that mean?
Yeah, so traditionally, there are a few different Broadway productions that make it out in licensing for other organizations to do, but they have specific rules and guidelines. And so, for example, Six is currently still in New York on Broadway, but they've issued an availability for community theaters and youth groups and high schools to be able to do a production that is the same exact show, but it's condensed a little bit, and it also has been edited to be a little more age appropriate. Obviously, with the queens being now all under 18 versus our 30s and their 40s laying it on Broadway. And so it makes it a little more palatable. It also makes it a little more on educational terms, too. So since this is a giant chunk of American, not American, of English history, going back to Henry VIII, it also helps understanding kind of who are these queens, what do they do, what was the story, and how did all this take place?
I mean, this is a great soap opera, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
And this is on Broadway now.
Yeah.
So it's doing very well. It's a big hit, from
it's
what I understand.
Been a absolute smash on Broadway.
Have you seen it?
Did
you
guys see
it?
Yes.
Y'all went up there, right?
Yeah, a couple years ago we went and saw it. And
I'm so jealous.
It's just a constant show that is circling out cast members, and it's just, like I said, it's pop music meets musical theater, which has become very, very popular.
Yeah, I've noticed that trend for sure. So if someone was interested in tickets, they've already done the auditions, right?
Yep, got the auditions. We're in week four of rehearsals right now, so we're right at that halfway mark.
Okay, so when is it open? And if they want to get to, they should get them now, right? Because we've been selling out at PLT.
We have absolutely been selling out at PLT. The best way to obtain tickets is going to be first, obviously, through our box office. You can give us a call. It's at 850-432-2042. You're going to talk to Tucker, who is our brand new.
Yes,
he's
I know
for
Tucker
about
quite
a month
well.
And a half. Yeah, and he is our new patron services coordinator and events coordinator for our building.
Excellent.
And he is just absolutely doing amazing, amazing things.
Well, he's got a lot of energy, and he's a performer as well.
He is.
So.
And so we have the, you know, there's that happening. So the second one we can always do is you can always visit our website at www.pensacolalittletheater.com. And we can get your tickets situated that way as well.
Easy. And you can pick your seats. You have the seating chart and everything.
We do. And this is going to be, and it's a treehouse production, meaning it's our family-friendly theater.
Mm-hmm.
It typically will have usually youths and teens in the production as well. This one's completely all six women are all under the age of 18. They're
all
in high schools from around Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
And we've got so much talent.
Much talent. And so opening night for this show is going to be on March the 6th. So we're literally right about 1 month away from opening this production.
It's not that far. It's going to sneak up on us pretty quickly. Well, I know that we want to get to this because it's another big event in March.
Yeah. So I would say the most fun event that we probably have at Pensacola Little Theater called Cabaret.
I love Cabaret.
It's just so much fun. It is I guess when people think Cabaret, they automatically assume either like the Broadway production of Cabaret.
I always immediately think of Liza Minnelli and Joey. What's his name?
And it's similar in the way that it is a giant production, but it is an actual fundraiser for our organization. And so the best way to explain it is the most fun adult party you'll ever go to.
That's true.
We use every single room in our first floor. So we have our main stage, the atrium lobby, the courtroom, the gallery outside on Zaragoza Street.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're also introducing the rooftop as an option for specific ticketed aspects to it.
And if people don't know, there's now a brand new
rooftop. It's called The Rooftop. And it's
clever.
We thought. So it's right on the rooftop of Pensacola Little Theater. It has been turned into a brand new cocktail bar run by 1559.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a cool atmosphere. It's open right now Wednesdays through Sundays at different hours.
Nice.
You can catch, you know, the sunset on
on
the
rooftop. Yeah, it's the best place to see a sunset for sure and look over downtown. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But Cabaret this year, it's an exciting opportunity to be able to get a ticket and come and celebrate. It's going to be, there's cocktails and some heavier hors d'oeuvres.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really fun this year is we have performers that you've probably seen on the stage at Pensacola Little Theater that are actual interactive characters that will be mingling throughout the entire event. And it's just this year our theme is storybook soiree. And so
every year they have a theme.
A different theme, right? We've had off-Broadway. We've had holidays where every room was a different holiday.
One year was a circus theme. We had people hanging from the ceiling doing acrobatics and stuff.
And this year we actually have the acrobatics coming back. We have some aerialists coming to do that.
They're so good. I remember them. They're so good.
And so every room is a different theme. We have different literary authors as well as literary characters. Those are kind of our actors who are playing this year. So we have everywhere from Jay Gatsby from The Great Gatsby to Nurse Ratchet from Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, so you could actually, because the cool thing is as a guest, you wander around. So you could actually talk to her.
Absolutely. Talk to her and she will talk back. And it's just as character. It's just a different interactive experience for someone maybe who hasn't been to our building to see a show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this opportunity, you can help support us but with this being a fundraiser, but also get a really interesting theatrical experience at the same time.
Yeah, and if you've never been in the building, you get a chance to kind of see all
the
different
rooms. You're going to see almost everything.
Yeah, it's building. Great. Yeah. But it's an annual fundraiser. They've been doing it for many, many years.
This is our 25th year this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So if you want to get tickets, again, you can go to the box office or the website.
Correct. And when you go on our website at PensacolaLittleTheater.com, there is a whole drop tab about Cabaret, a little bit of the history, how to get tickets, and everything you might need to get that information.
Excellent. We're talking with Topher Warren this morning on Pep Talk. If you've got a question about Pensacola Little Theater, about their production, maybe the Cabaret, we're going to be talking about the classes next, 850-437-1620. So Topher, you just recently had great success with your show. You want to talk a little bit about that? You've had
had some time to breathe, because
I saw the show and it was phenomenal.
I appreciate that so much. We had an absolute ball putting on the production of Jekyll and Hyde.
It was amazing.
Back in October, and I think it was a smash ticket sales wise. It was just really well received, and what a fun show to do during the Halloween esque time.
Yes, for sure.
As well, and
it,
so
yeah, it was amazing, and
really
the lead.
That. Yeah, Gavin Parmley.
Gavin was just...
He's just a work of art on stage.
Golly. I was so impressed. I mean, I've seen Gavin's work before, but this character, because Jekyll and Hyde, obviously, you have that transformation from going to the doctor to the
monster,
to the monster, and he did that right before our eyes. It wasn't sometimes in the theater you'll use like, okay, we'll do a blackout and we'll come back with the monster. No, he did that transformation right in front of the audience.
It was a lot of work working out with him, but it was just an emotional work of art on stage, and it was a masterclass.
Yeah.
And I was so proud of just the work that whole cast put in. It was, like I said, it's just such a weird musical too, because it's not a happy story. And I think with musicals, sometimes you're expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
But it really was a great opportunity to let you think a little bit about what is good and evil and all those fun things.
Well, it's a little bit like opera. Rarely do we have a happy ending.
Right, right. Very, very true. Very, very true.
Opera's very rarely upbeat and happy, skippy, skippy.
Right. Right.
Well, we're going to have an exciting season at the theater, and we've got classes coming up too. So we're going to come back and talk a lot about that. So if you have an interest, please text in your question at 850-437-1620. Talking with Topher Warren on Pep Talk, all about the Pensacola Little Theater. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk on Monday morning. This is Meg, and I'm here with Topher Warren, who's the education director extraordinaire over at Pensacola Little Theater.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. We've been talking about the different shows that are coming up, but we just had a show this weekend, Perfect Arrangement, and I'm bitter because it sold out so quickly I couldn't get a ticket, and I auditioned for the show, so I like to see things I audition for, you know? You want to see what happens, so how'd it go?
It was such a good show. Super well received. Like I said, we had a sold-out run entirely, so seven
early on. I mean, yeah. I was irritated.
I think by the time I actually got a ticket, and I work in the building, it was like, well, we have the closing night. There's three tickets left. I was like, I'll take two of them. So, but a story of the 1950s and, you know, the era of lavender marriages and what that looks like. And just a really beautiful story of just love and how to overcome difficult times. Mm-hmm. The cast was just an all-star cast that
story.
Worked well.
I love the script.
Yeah. And Topher Payne, who from one Topher to another, he's just an incredible playwright that just writes about raw human emotion and the human nature of connecting with one another.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just such a fun show.
Well, I know I heard good reviews from everybody that saw it. I'm still a little bitter, but it's okay. I'll get over it.
There we go.
There's other things coming.
Absolutely.
So what else went on the agenda now?
Yeah, so the next production that we are having auditions for coming up soon is a well-known children's classic that is called Junie B. Jones.
Oh.
So if you've ever read the Junie B. Jones stories as a kid, it's a story about a young girl and her adventures in life. What's really unique about this show that's different, it is a part of our Treehouse series, like I said, so being very family friendly and family oriented.
And Treehouse is geared more towards kids, correct?
Correct.
Just in case someone doesn't know what that
kids
means.
Kids and families.
Mm-hmm.
What's really special about this is we are actually starting up, not something new, this isn't our first time doing it, but we're kind of harping hard with this, is adding this as a sensory friendly production.
Oh, what does that mean?
Meaning, so we have obviously a lot of members of our community who are neurodivergent or on the spectrum and who need, who may have special accommodations they might want to be able to see or not have the accessibility to be able to see a show.
Right.
And so what we're doing is we have specific production or performance nights from this production that are going to be geared specifically for members of the neurodivergent community to be able to come and stim and have the freedom to move as they need to and be able to enjoy a production like everyone else because they are just like everyone else.
So you've created a safe space for them.
Yes.
It's
been fully run by a young lady. Her name is Kayla Phillips. She's a very dear friend of mine who works actually in the school systems of Escambia County working with students who are neurodivergent.
Right.
And she just felt like, hey, there are people in our community who may not have the opportunity to see productions like everyone else. And that feels weird. And so we should have this ability. So what's unique with this show is that instead of it being cast by children, is we're casting all adults 18 and older as the actors to play. So it's going to be fun watching someone in their 30s playing a 7-year-old.
I could qualify.
Yeah.
I could go young.
And it's so they can learn in addition to all their lines and blocking, but they're also learning, how to best give that gift of theater to this specific community.
I love that.
Yeah.
So if someone that's listening now and they might have a child or a friend or a neighbor, know someone that's on the spectrum or something like that, how would they ask for that ticket or that show?
Great. That's fantastic. So you can obviously visit our website. That's the best way. Mm-hmm. What's really unique is on our website, on like the drop tab, as soon as you go to PensacolaLittleTheater.com, where you would typically buy tickets, there's another tab that actually says sensory friendly. And so when you click on that, it's going to give you a little bit of history about kind of what we are hoping to accomplish at Pensacola Little Theater with this new type of programming.
Mm-hmm.
But it also will have an option for you to be able to pick for those specific performances.
That's wonderful.
That are for everyone, but this is specifically sort of being just for the general population. This is for our people of the neurodivergent community having their specific performance opportunity.
That is so remarkable. Yeah. Congratulations. What a great
idea. We're so very,
very
thankful.
Yeah, that's really special. Okay, so someone's listening and they could be an adult. They may know you have that child that you think this child is going to be a performer.
Sure.
They haven't been on stage yet, but they have that personality.
Yes, the performer quality is there,
that's
for sure.
There. You also may have another child that's a little shy that might benefit from an acting class and learning how to sort of get a little more expressive. Then you have adults who maybe are acting now and want to kind of warm up their muscles, or somebody that's loved acting when they were a kid and now they have time and they want to come back to it, and you have adult acting classes.
So we do.
It's all coming up, so tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're about a third-ish or so the way of our spring semester, which is going off as a smash. But what's crazy is it's right around the corner is registration signups for our summer term, if you will. So on March the 1st, so just a little over 18 days, on March the 1st, we have registration open for our summer programming, and we have a ton of different stuff.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what's available?
The first is going to be our big camp called Summer Stars, and this is a three-week-long camp intensive that meets from like 9 in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
It's from our second graders all the way to our our people who have just finished their 10th grade year, so we're looking at ages 8 to 16, and it is an opportunity for them to do a 30-minute production that is of a Broadway show that's been condensed down. We've done in the past Frozen and Aristocats, and we've done Descendants, and we've done these kids' versions that are 30-minute compromises of it. This year, we are doing Shrek.
Get out.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm so stoked.
I'm going to have to. And, can I pretend to be five? That'd be so much fun.
And so it's a three-week camp where everyone who does the camp gets a role, and they're going to learn the music in the morning and acting and choreography in the afternoons.
Nice.
And after 3 weeks, they will put on their very own full production of Shrek Kids for their parents and family and friends.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, so we offer a term, one of those in June. It goes from June 1st until June 20th.
Uh-huh.
And then on July 7th through July the 25th, you only have to sign up for one or both. We have kids that do it the whole summer. That's all they want to do.
Okay. What is the price range of some of the classes?
So that one runs for $750, but it's for a 3 week long camp. So it runs.
And it's all day.
It is. It's from it's like 9 in the morning to 3.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest camp that we have to offer. The rest of our camps we offer are usually 1 week long camps. We have a wide variety of them, ranging from Stage Sprouts, which is for our youngest performers of 4 to 6 year olds. We have Dungeons and Dragons for the performers that maybe are a little nervous to want to perform or don't want to perform on the stage, but they love theater of the mind and they love this creative improv aspect.
Right.
We have Lab Rats, which is one of my favorite camps. It's all devised theater, so the whole class writes a script together, creates their own characters, and in 1 week they find the props, the costumes, the sets, everything inside our building. And the shows are always wacky and weird, but it's such a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, we are introducing this year, kind of as a full-on, is some musical theater camps. So we're offering a musical theater song and dance. We're offering a dance techniques class for those who are interested in what is fundamental musical theater dance? How is that different from ballet?
It is different. Yeah.
And so we have some amazing instructors. And then we're finally offering also an improv camp for our high school students. They're interested in kind of flexing that new muscle of thinking quick, agreeing with one another, and building something from nothing.
Improvisation is so much fun.
It is an absolute blast.
This is Pep Talk. I'm talking with Topher Warren all about the great opportunities that are happening right now at the Pensacola Little Theater.
Yeah.
We're going to be back in just a minute after the break. But if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about the Pensacola Little Theater this morning with Topher Warren. So much happening already. Cabaret is the big one coming up, right?
March 28th.
So that's the fundraiser, big time party, bring your friends.
Storybook soiree. It's an interactive, fun fundraiser.
That's going to be a blast. You've got the classes coming up. Anything else we haven't mentioned that you wanted to talk about?
No, I think that's pretty much it. We have, like I said, a great round of summer camps that are being offered on March the 1st. We have Cabaret, the Storybook Soiree, a fundraiser on March the 28th. We have auditions coming up for Junie B. Jones that's happening too.
And that's for adults, right?
Yep, so it's a children's play, but it's all performed by adults 18 and older.
Acting like kids.
Absolutely.
I love that.
We have auditions. There's an adult show called Sugar Witch that's right around the corner after that, which is all very spooky, and it takes place in an area very similar to like Defuniac, which is very like backwoods.
I've never heard anybody say Defuniac in that context.
Right.
So Defuniac?
It's very, very spooky and eerie panhandle kind of show, and Billy Buff is directing that one. And then
I
we're closing
Billy.
Out the season with The Cottage, which is a comedy slapstick play directed by Barbara Jacobs on our main stage.
That'll
be around in April. And so
there's so much talent at the Pensacola Little Theater. If somebody wanted to volunteer or get involved, what are some of the ways they could do that?
Because
maybe somebody doesn't want to be on stage, but I don't know if people realize that it's the quality of the shows is professional, but it is a nonprofit company, so it's all based on volunteers and donations. I'm not sure people realize that.
We are like 97% run by volunteers. There's 8 members of staff, and that's it. And so we have, like I said, if you're not interested maybe in performing, we have opportunities to volunteer helping out backstage on the backstage crew. So if you love theater and you want to help move set pieces and you want to have that element added to your resume, it's a great opportunity. We have one of my favorites is ushering.
Yes.
Something as simple as just, hey,
do
you want to help to guide people to their seats and help them know where their seats are at? You do get a free ticket to a show that day as well. And then there's opportunities, obviously, to help with building sets and helping out with any of our fun. We have all of our volunteers for cabaret as performers. Those are all volunteer opportunities.
Yeah.
And
costumes, too. Don't forget costumes.
Yes, costumes as well. Oh, my gosh.
We have people that volunteer that just literally volunteer their time to dress the actors, make the costumes.
And if you feel like I don't have that skill set, so how can I help? Everyone here who is a volunteer also is willing to help teach you as well.
Yes,
so if you're interested in costume, interested in working backstage, and you're like, I've never ran a power, an actual drill before, girl, Kayla and Brian will help you learn how to
Kayla's
use a power drill.
Awesome.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, she's the technical. She's awesome. And I've had to help with set design, set building, and they always have a set building and a set breakdown. And I can hammer, and I've learned how to paint.
And that's half the job right there. But to find out all information on that, you can visit our website, PensacolaLittleTheater.com. There's a Get Involved tab of how to volunteer, and we will send you emails emails with every volunteer opportunity as they come up so that you're never missing what's happening inside our
and
building.
And I think they just had a volunteer 101, didn't
they?
We did.
Yeah, over 60 people came that are interested in volunteering, of people who have volunteered, who have not. And so we're constantly wanting to build our volunteer base because once you're a part of this theater family, we want you to stay a member of our theater
family.
You
won't want to leave, put it that way. You won't want to leave. Well, it's a fabulous place. We've got the new rooftop bar.
Yep, and, open Wednesdays through Sundays.
Wednesdays through Sundays. Got cabaret coming up, classes, shows. You're not doing anything. You're just kind of sitting around
eating
bonbons,
right? Yeah, just hang out all day.
Just eating those bonbons.
That's it.
Okay, so how can we get in touch if we're interested in either tickets or more information about volunteering, how to get involved?
The biggest way to do it, obviously, is through our website at PensacolaLittleTheater.com. There's a ton of information to be found on there about our history, how to get involved, buying tickets, classes, you name it. It's all on there for you.
Excellent. Topher Warren, he's so talented. He's the education director coordinating all the classes, but he also directs and he's acts and he's just a wonderful addition to this PLT family. You've been there, what, 5 years?
Five years as a member of the staff there.
And 20 probably something as an actor.
25 years as a volunteer.
Okay.